There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth and is not wisdom. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. This is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Nopal Alokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and then Satyagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. At page 12. Om Denza Bhuti Mahabhum Vajjam Sergi Saji Om Denza Bhuti Mahabhum Chichari Koryuki Kone Vasari Yamani Raja Ola Namane Noma Vajje Jana Nenale
Oh, yeah. Kusung tu jian de zhe ma di dang di ki lu ma di na. De jin lu xia yin da. Ya ya. Den ne si ku sung tu ji. Den dang bi yi zhe ku zu zhe ma di dang bi yi zhe. Lama ye dang su ji yin ki. Te kyu ta cha kyu kyu chin, dama ye dang su kanda yin ta koku rong rong ki ma te kyu ta cha kyu kyu re yi chin. Te kyu ta dama ye dang su yin ki. Te kyu ta bu kyu yi chin. Yin chan chi chung man di na. Chi chung shu tang ma di na zi. Na chung zi zang gin tang ku ya tsa chi liu na pa ji ma di un di. Na chi chung gin di tong na di gi ma du na chung zi zang ya ma pe cho wu si ta si cha. Chung zi zang ma di cha si. Le.
Di ni se wu chung ma song yi la.
A.
Se wu chung ma song na de.
O, de na ji ta di ngin di. Ku ma pang di tong jiro wa. Pang di tong de ten ni. Kuzhung tu ting zi, ting zhang pa nian zi. Lama dan ye dang su shi li. Su xin yin, zhang gu da jia gu gu li. Lama ye dang da su xin di ma kan jiu di jia gu li shi li. Nian jiang qi chung shu dang, qi chung ma pang di dong ma di na shi. Qi chung da gu ma di dong, qi chung ma di na. Chung zi zang, gang di, chung zi zang, zi da jia shi. Chung zi zang.
So today we are we'll be discussing on how to arrange altar when you practice. So we, many of us actually have altar at home, where you actually practice yourself. And so when you're arranging altar, so you must arrange the image of the statues. I mean, in other words, the statues, you should arrange in a proper way. Beginning in a proper way, according to the text, it says, according to the merit fill. Either you can look at the merit fill of Lama Shepa, or you can look at the merit fill of Lamrim, or look at the merit fill of Kyabdo, or the refuge merit fill. So, when you actually, if you have many different statues, in other words, for idams, like deities of the highest yoga tantra, yoga, performance, and actions. All of this must be, arranged properly or in a proper order.
Oh, then. That the name is that the child, Gandhi Jasuri. Tanga ki ye chi chung, ye chen su, chi chung, ye chen su, daya, laya, toba tomo chira ma toba, su, su. Na ka chawa san ni yin si, ta ta chi chung ye chen kong ji, te re su na ji ji, ka tu piang de, ji ji me re de, ka tu niang ji yung san o yu, ta yin sa de ka chawa san ni yin si. San ji ji kui, ting ko to, jo ba, ma de, chung si le. Tene chondro nanda jula mipi atenpa re se chal.
So it says there are some, it says in the practitioners who are who consider or the stages of the Dharmapala are far more important than the stages of the Guru, Buddha, and Idams, because they are more focused on who can be, you know, more powerful for you in terms of achieving mundane excellences. So such people who are focusing on this kind of activities, they always consider, you know, put more attention, pay more attention, and taking more seriously about arranging the Dharmapala and looking at them at the, you know, Dharmapalas, particularly of some, you know, local deities, who is believed to be a very powerful in terms of receiving some wealth and so on. So people consider those as more important than the Buddha's image. So which really indicates that such an individual is not really have a lack of in-depth understanding of taking refuge in three jewels. So then there are also some people who arrange their statues based on the material, you know, the substance, material substance of the statues. Those statues is made out of gold and silver are treated or considered as more important than those are made out of copper or the clay and so on. So this is completely wrong. So if you have this, you know, this kind of considerations with regard to the statue based upon the material, the kind of material that is made out of the statue, you know, statue that is made out of, then your, you know, your motivation is nothing other than, you know, wealth. So you're actually looking at those statues as a object of refuge rather than wealth. So this is completely wrong. So it applies same to arranging tanka as well when you're unfolding tanka at your on So in your altar, so in your prayer room, prayer hall, so make sure that you should unfold or arrange tanka in a proper way, in a proper sequence, not based on how that tanka really looks like. You know, it's maybe decorated in a very beautiful way, or it's a, some tankas are very, you know, decorated by, you know, beautiful silk and so on. So not really based. You should not arrange those tankas or the unfold tankas in your prayer hall based on that they're based on how they look like. But rather, one should arrange those tankas based upon, you know, according to the lamrim mirror fill. So again, this probably we all might, you know, be, we all are in a capable, in a vulnerable to do this, you know, we might do this because when you are, particularly when you are in your prayer room, when you have statues or the tankas, and you should not, you know, point your feet towards tanka. Even if you have to, you know, if you have some if you experience some discomfort, your knees or so physical discomfort, so you be aware of where the tankas are located or where the statues are located, making sure that you are not actually, you know, your feet is not really stretching towards where the tankas and the statues are arranged. So this is also, again, one of the advice of the taking refuge in Trijuals. If you look at the, you know, advice of taking refuge in Trijuals, so you will find a detailed explanation about it. So then also there's might be a, it's a possibility of, you know, possibility of happening to all of us. Sometime when we find, you know, not only tanka, but also you might be able to find some Buddha's image on the paper and newspaper and so on and so forth. You should not look at those as a trash. You know, if you do that, you know, just look at this as a trash and, you know, dump into the trash can and so on, then it's also again against the practice of refuge, taking refuge in rituals, and which is also a clear indication of the individual who has not really taken refuge in rituals, who doesn't know how to take refuge in rituals.
So
whenever you view those image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, or you view them not as an image, but rather view them as a as an actual real in person, such as if you are viewing an image of Buddha Shakyamuni, and you think about it is not just an image, but think about it as an actual or the real Buddha himself. Similarly, when you find some other statues, such as, you know, Aryatara, and you look at that image as actual, the real Aryatara in person, rather than just as an image. So,
what is it?
So if you have the other this image or the statues of the Buddhist Bodhisattvas and meditational deities, it's really good. If not, then as a practitioner of the Buddha, Buddha Dharma, and the image of the Buddha Shakyamuni, it's very good to have. You know, you should have image of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So then again, as we spoke earlier about how you look at those Buddha Shakyamuni, not just as a statue or the image, but rather it's a real in person or the actual Buddha Shakyamuni.
So 내가 랑 인상상다고 집안데 기제니 대바지고 그리세 다든도 강가도 빠잔데 뭐 몸보여리 그때도 되나 그다음에 안에 디그야는데 가래 가래리세나 내가 저파 기 지리나면 되나 많이 빠기 그래서 들려 나가 고만나 가리나 상기때다 비기든 드라마이나 빠진데 그래서 그네 가리 이나 내가 랑인데 기가 아니 근데 대바지 나가지도 내가 아니 지 카기 쳔라지 피네야 도바지 히라기사 마리사한다 보지 아니 지 쳔 쳔아나 보든가 힌도나 보지 단아지 피네야 도서 칸데 파 파지 토 단노 바 짬만데지 바조 단 어디 만들라마 소저 대바 이런 제 자르무지 남한테 지칸다 지요나 근데 저로 피아나 힌지 근데 저도 준비하나 힌지인데 기가 그리 있음샤
그래서 개인 단데 됐어 Tugdende liyang e sebu shumaso, doji tibu de sungsuwa, di
til
Tugdende kar sungsu, andanda sungdende liyang dodi bayi ba.
Ngi
yagu yagu ngi tiyangdi tiyagu tiyama sungsu la. Sungdende liyang kar sungsu ba, ki yangge sungsu ya tuji se, ngi yagu tiyagu si nyema sungsu la.
Kusung tu ten su,
ngabu mwini. Sungdende.
Kuten to sanji ji su ten shi ri risi.
Kuten di sanji kusu takara
chi. Kuten to sanji ji su ten shi ri risi ri, ten bi kwa ta ansi ri.
Sundin,
근데
when you arrange those object of refuge and your altar on your altar, so those arrangement of, you know, whatever that you're arranging on your altar that represents body, speech, and mind of enlightenment. To represent the body, speech, and mind of enlightenment, first, the statue or the image of the Buddha is Buddha actually represents enlightened body, which is also that enables one to remember the kindness of the Buddha. And if possible, if one is if it is possible, then one should have one's root guru's image or the picture, and if possible, one should have Lama Tsongkhapa's image to remember the kindness of the Guru. And both of these two actually represents the enlightened body. And to represent enlightened speech, if possible, you should have Dodipa, which is the condensed sutra. It is a condensed sutra which does one volume. It is which actually encapsulates the perfection sutra. It encapsulates Prajaparamita. So that's called Dodipa. It's a condensed sutra if you have this. And if not, then if you should have a Lamrim text which represents the enlightened speech. And then when it comes to the representation of enlightened by mind, and if you have any kind of stupa, this is perfect, you know, to represent enlightened mind of the Buddha. And then if not possible, again, if you should have the tassa. It is It is a clay that is a stupa shaped clay, but you find a lot of, you know, what do you call the prints of the tsatsa on it. I mean the stupas on it. It's a very small, you know, it depends, you know, the size varies actually. It's very easy to achieve. It's not difficult at all. You know, I think it's in San Francisco, they have a mold to print those tsatsas. So that also represents enlightened mind. And then if one is tantric practitioners, then you should have, particularly of the highest yoga tantra practitioner, you should have the Vajra and Bell, Dojen Dibu, which represents, again, enlightened mind. So then there are again sometime we become very careless about the Vajra and Bell, because we normally use this and it is commonly, you know, seen in most of the, particularly in the Tibetan altars, you could see this and you. So you should not look at those objects just as implements or the hand implements, because this Vajra and Bell represents wisdom and method in the tantric system. In other words, it actually encapsulates entire teachings of the tantra. So therefore, one should not really look at this Vajra and Bell as something that's hand implements or something that is an object rather.
So
again, I would like to remind once again that when you have those statues and image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, even the image of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's image, think about their real, in their present, you know, instead of just looking at them as an image or looking at them as a you know, picture, but rather think about the real person. And you imagine it yourself as being in the presence of all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that really benefits us to engaging in negative deeds, bodily, and the body, speech, and mind. It really prints because you're actually imagining yourself being in the presence of those noble beings, such as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and looking at them as a real person, and being in front of them, being in their presence. It is not easy for us to actually engage in negative deeds, particularly of speech. I mean, body, negative deeds through body. So that's one advantage of looking at those images as a real person.
This is Jam. Asajin de chang seri ni jin de hi ga ni ji ba ji gu de lo sa zhe wa. Sajin de ni ji sajin de ni jin de ga ni ji gu seri. Rang ki ha ki rang ki seri. Ha ki ko na sa rang kong ba ni ge de ga de ko ye ko ye ko na. Ji yin sa de hi da ji ku la ji ji mu ge ba de ji ma le sa rang ki ha ki ko ni na sa ji yin bi seri. Ji yin bi sen da ju kan yi nyang ba da me ru sen
so sometimes you know when you are being at your own prayer hall and you have been seeing your altar every time, right? So we just become very, it's normal to us, it's something that is very common to you, and you do not pay much attention to it. So this is not, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is, you know, whenever you're being in your prayer hall and being in the presence of the image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and you just view them as if that you have never seen that before, with a great faith and devotion to them, and imagining them as a real person rather than image or some kind of that is depicted on the wall or and so on and so forth, but rather you consider them as a real person.
Order Tanji Nyantar and Jina, Tabari Gina, Taji, Taking the Sunday, the Taji, my Hagman Jew is about Nyantan and Jina, said him. GT, rely on Zin, Pacha, Chipunji, Josie.
So if you keep, you know, with a great faith, if you, whenever you have an opportunity to view those images, you try your best to view that with great devotions, so that enables you to actually keep a positive imprint or the virtuous imprint within your mind's team. So it's again, if you are able to view those statues with great devotions, and it's irreversible, with irreversible faith, then there is the 16 types of the benefits that one may achieve out of it.
Oh, tenari. At the madre ni pa chupa yo me je kuban di pa piba ne ta yoru masa ji ji den le ten no da na ni pa chupa yo me je kuban di pa kamba ne chupa yo me kuban mo yo ta chupa pilu ta ko ya di chupa pilu ta de ge zong den de ge ge den dan da gol me ko ten da den ge ge den da ka ri li san na ngan zu kongpa, tat pyaman de yin yin ji mini, tat pyaman de kanga jipan de yiro ka nambi chu ni gini, kongpa nun lo kuzung tu jini rabu ten da pyaman se kanga ji yore. Kaki nini su su ni, di sa ni kanga rabu ton, kongpa, tat ki mungu ni kami ji, ni kanga rabu ton, randa te tin rabu ji ka ni, pa, ma chung ge tong de la pa, ta nang la, ta su ka, cha ching bu yin san san rabu ten da, ki la na mi ki, jin jo jala ko sunna ji ma do de gong ngue dang de nai yin shang shang chen de ge mo ge ya su xia ji de shang de ma do na gong ngue de de na gong de ge ga de kha mo ge de na mo bu yong gong du pa dang de ngan ban dong de de na de nai yin di lo na ta ri ne man de ma shu gu ni de ji ne ma ma mo bu se ni na ko de de si gong ngue gu zhang ge de na chi yo ma ro sa ya ma tu ma ge ma de de zhe guan shang ji ngue ge de shang ji de zhang shu shen ba ka de de ba ding ngue ge de ga rang de ki ji ge yin na terangi teron juju yore yesem. An tezo kwa ngon ne jena, an da dacha tenpa namo tezo kwa sanji ngon teka rang rindu yore. Rindu yore ten, an zo sanji ngon ke ma napa ten de tena suni suzuru sunami yi de ma re ma teno rin ke ye sanji teka rang ngon rindu yore. O tena kundi ki ga guzi teri.
So, Again, you know, I would like to say once again, when you have this image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in your prayer hall, and so most of the Tibetan household, they possess, they have a special prayer hall, prayer room, where the image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are arranged on the altar. So the most important part here is not to look at them as a your position or as a wealth, but rather the purpose of having this image of the Buddha in your prayer room is to, you know, to really benefit yourself. In other words, to bless one's own mind, to bless one's mind. And to do that, again, you have to look at them as a real person, real Buddha, instead of image. So, because there's a great possibility that, because you are having this image, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the statues in your home. So you are actually, it's being with in your home, in your house, in your prayer hall for a long time, and you have not much regard to that statues, and you become so careless about it. And so this is something that we need to abandon. We need to take a serious about, you know, considering Buddha's image and Buddha's Bodhisattvas as a real Buddha and Bodhisattvas. In fact, they are real because we as ordinary beings, we are unable to really view or to see the Buddha in person. It is because of our own mental obscurations. A lot of obscuration that actually obstruct us from seeing the Buddhas, the real Buddha, and in person. So therefore, in other words, the Buddha is present everywhere. There's no such a place where it is absence of Buddha. So Buddha is everywhere. We are unable to see, it is because of our own mental obscurations that obstruct us from seeing the Buddhas in real in person.
Oh, the Tani ba chuba ye me ki ke ban di ba pya chuba phiru de chuba dra ta ye me ki ke ban di ba te ta ki sa
ki ma sa. So then once you have arranged all the Buddha's image, you know, we talked about earlier that represents the enlightened body, speech, and mind on your altar. Then you make an offering. So offerings must be arranged very, you know, properly, in a very proper manner, beautifully and in a proper sequence.
Two ndo chi kuban ji ba ji ma khwan do de pi ta pu chi ma din pi re se cham.
So then
the
common offerings that we all make on our altar is water bowl offerings, right? So this is the easy to obtain, and also easy for us to make an offerings. So this also can be done in a very proper manner. The proper manner here is there's a way of making an offering of those water bowls. So making sure that you have a set, for instance, that you have a set of water bowl offerings. This is the one set, it's a 7 pieces of bowls, right? So then when you are actually filling those, before you fill up the water bowls, you should not arrange the water bowls, the empty water bowls on it, on your altar. Rather, you just have the stack of water bowl on your hand, and then have the topmost water bowl should be filled halfway filled with water, and then transfer that a little bit of water to the next one, and then you can, place by using your right hand on the altar. And, you know, then you do it, you know, when having a drop of, you know, or that a little amount of water from one after another by transferring one to another and just, you know, keep arranging on the altar. And then make sure the set of water bowl, once you have placed all the water bowls with a little bit of water inside, then you make sure those are very straight. And then you start filling out the water on it.
Oh, that you mentioned, we had the jiu yu, the kuru yu, jiu yu ne esrin. Chupi did the dupi koso osrin. Jian hu ba te esrin. Jian hu ba te esrin. Rojun na jian hu, chupi jo de dun de, na ji mel ma bi kia de ngoko to an de batan de duji ma de, in de me ne ji zon me, pe pe yung ma de esrin.
So, sorry, that's my earlier translation. I forgot to mention that. Kishla also said that when you are arranging those set of the water bowls on the altar, making sure the gap between the water bowls are not too tight or touching each other, or nor it should be a big gap between, but rather the gap between the two bowls, the size of the grain. So that is the appropriate way of arranging and keeping a gap between the bowls, the water bowls. So then again, when you are obtaining, it says making sure that whatever the offering that you are making or you're arranging on the altar, such as water bowl or other offerings, then your offerings, whatever the offering that you have made, should not be, you know, obtained by means of inappropriate causes and conditions, it says. What is mean by inappropriate causes and conditions is because you have obtained those object of offerings, those offerings, by deceiving other people, or maybe you have stolen from someone, and so on. So making sure this is free of those kind of fault.
Dr. Nabi Telosolo, that is the Telosolo, the Nana Bosun, the Dusha, Mani Peggy,
So when you are making an offering, the object of offering that you have obtained must be free from all those faults. For instance, for the Odin members, the object of offering must be obtained free of five faults. In other words, five faults here refers to the five wrong livelihood, lotonga, which is the five wrong livelihood. And then for the lay practitioners like us, one's offering of object must be obtained very honestly, appropriately. You know, you should not make an offering something that is that you have the things that you have obtained by deceiving others, or that you have stolen from someone, or you know, some kind of you know, by means of you know, trading. You know, trading, in other words, you actually deceive someone, and had a trade relationship. Giving, you know, the giving inferior quality to others and then obtaining a better quality from others. So those are all, if you have obtained those kind of object of an offering, that is what we call as a wrong object of offerings. It's also known as object that is obtained by means of one of the wrong livelihood.
Oh, then I chip up my big ideas. That chippy get the doors and fataki by asking Nepal and Jupiter. Jupa asking Java City Jibala Jagus. And then that the Lord the night in my being turned those little looking in the appearing in Asim. And that abo pina asking Jiba Kala and Jury. You want to chip up here and that you're songing the branches of a Canadian. There's a two jibby to the appearing. And then Chala Losi Apia Longer than a Chala de Mabi Kendama that you during a siege in the Pishana, the Sanji Tazakon Pangosun the Chen again, Jipu Yungu Madi is and Pua la Mapi the Gagri is.
So the purpose of making an offering in a Sanskrit term for offering is a punta. It is also in the Pali it says puja, and the punta is to please. By means of one's offering, you know, whoever you are making an offering, just to please to whom you are making an offering. So let's think about it. If you have obtained something, some kind of object of offering, you have obtained that particular object of offering by means of wrong livelihood, particularly you have stolen from someone or you have obtained this particular object by deceiving someone and so on, then how can this object of offering can please the object of refuge? Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can actually see everything, you knows everything about an entire phenomena without exception. So therefore, such a object of offering that you have obtained cannot really please the object of refuge. So we are making an offering. Your purpose of making an offering is to purify, you know, negativities of oneself and that of other beings, and accumulation mirrors for oneself and as well as other beings. And this is a really appropriate way of making an offering.
No.
We take a break of 50 minutes.
I'm not going to do it. 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 I'm not Langi ji, di ba ta bi chi ter ro chen bi wa li gi li ye shi. Na de na yi lo chong a yi ge do cha la de ma do ki ten mo ki ti du shen ba yo na. Na chen ten de yi ju du shen ba yo na shi. Ma ta yin ni ge di ba ta bi chi ter bi wa li ye shi. De ya lo chong a ne, che lo chong a de nga ya bu ge lo chong a ne shi. Kha sa shi, ku lu shi. Ni bi ne ba cho wa shi. Tu jin ji ba shi. Chichu, Katedi Kosi Yendala ka kiba ji kita pune semendo, pekina lo zi yin de seja. Tanya yang ji lo roya. Tu ji chen bona zi. Ka sa zi lo zi, ne bi ne ba zi wa tu ji chen bona zi. Lo zi, du ba de zi. Mura ka sa ne zi, yendala su ji. Chen bu yen to re yi zi. Ka te di. Kibi Kasa Jena Sin, Jejang Sin, Losu Mundo Sin.
Contact,
Hulu, maybe never so, to the way. Chichi,
one of the wrong livelihood. That object of offering that you have obtained by means of that, by means of wrong livelihood, We talked about the five wrong livelihood, right? So out of five, the first, it comes like a bad intention. Just out of intention of your, you know, expecting some kind of gift from benefactors. This one actually particularly towards the practitioners, someone who is meditating or the who are, you know, undergoing a long-term retreat, or it's also referred most. It's also, you know, directed mostly towards the ordained members. So there might be a possibility that you have some kind of intention of receiving some kind of gift from your benefactors, and pretending that you're practicing, such as, you know, pretend to reciting some mantras and saying some prayers in exchange of, you know, expecting some gift from your benefactor. So this is one of the wrong livelihood. So then another wrong livelihood is out of intention. That, for instance, you might say that in front of your benefactor, for instance, that you are a meditator and you have a benefactor at the same time, and then you would say something in front of your benefactor by saying that, well, I have enough tea at this point, but I'm running out of some, you know, other grocery stuffs like grains and so on. So you're in which case, you know, you're actually hinting that you need something, right? That you have enough tea, but you are lacking something. That means you're expecting something from your benefactor. So this is also considered as a wrong livelihood. So then the third one is, you know, whatever that your benefactor, for in according to the text, it says the tsampa, which is the roasted barley flour, right? So the your roasted barley flour that you have given me last year had been greatly benefited. It has been really useful for me. So not only that you are saying that, but you're expecting more from that benefactor. By saying that, you know, directly you're saying that you have given me that things that have been greatly benefited me, and you have in the back of your mind that you have you are expecting more from that particular person. So this is also one of the wrong livelihood. So it's very important to, you know, have appropriate motivations. Even one as a practitioner or meditators, when you're interacting with your benefactors, making sure that you have a pure motivation inside. So then the other one is again, you're expecting a better gift or the greater gift from someone, and you're giving something to other person. For instance, you're giving in a Tibetan tradition that you make an offering of kada to someone, the scarf, the white scarf to someone. But then you're expecting more from that particular person. So your purpose of giving kada to someone is you're expecting more from that person, gift. And if you have obtained your object of offering by means of that kind of motivations, that's also one of the long livelihoods. Object obtained by means of long livelihood, sorry.
ne bin ne ba to de ge jo ina ma ke ne ta so ha le ne bin ne ne ye da ta bo ne bin ne ba to ta jo ji ji ha jo to chi ba de ta yen da ta bo se ka ti ti ji ne yen da da ro ne ka ti ti ta ka yen da ta bo se ka da jo ji da to ta ka da ta se ta ja ti so se こにんせおねねじてつるロプトおとぎうんねねじてロプトおせるうんたんごあれじたんごしたんごラタスおせるちんぶよんじじわちばらるちぐれせる
ตีซ่าอ๋อเซรังรีดันดาเจนาเซจังจาอ๋อฮีซะวาฮีซะวาจังจาอ๋อฮีตาวาฮีซินีซิโลโซโลโซละเนติเจบะยูจังอ๋อเซดันดาอีกูนูเมบะรังเยจีจังบูเจบะ
So if you have received a gift from your benefactors without involvement of cultivation of those negative intentions, and then whatever the gift that you have obtained from your benefactors, it's not considered as a obtained through wrong livelihood. So it all depends on your intentions. So you have to make sure that, you know, if someone is just giving you something, or your benefactor, or someone, your motivation is very clear, a very clean motivation.
ดิจินจะกะลิเยนันบิจิรอละจอดาอสยันดาเจกิมุยันดาอสเจกิมุเซงละงละจามายันบาเกตอเพมบุจุนฮีอิสิคุจิอิสิฮวาตาบุลาฮุจิฮวาตาบุลาเซอิสยอตันดาอีเนนดิจิ
It's all, you know, being honest about, you know, what you need. You know, if your lack of something, some resources, that is necessary for your sustenance or sustain your, you know, practice, then it is always okay to ask something from your benefactors. So you're being honest with no, you know, negative motivations involved.
So
this one again, the particularly to the audience members. Actually, it says when you are being at your, when you are being yourself at your own chamber or your prayer hall, you know, you think about all sorts of things and doing all kind of things. But when it comes to the interaction with the benefactors, and you pretend that you are really subdued, mentally and physically, and being so subdued person, and you know, really a good practitioner, and out of motivation of receiving something from particular, you know, benefactors, this is one of the worst wrong livelihood. To obtain, you have obtained that object out of that kind of motivations is also the one of the most, you know, worst object or offering that you have obtained by means of wrong livelihood.
No, then that you couldn't remember us, then you couldn't remember us. Chimba, Shinji, Jenas, Merun, Naba, Naba, Hadon, Didi, Lee, Isri. Zandu kawa jejang asen. Zandu kawa jejang chuchuso. Nandu ki sida ki. Chungi lama da buchi sung sida tanda jindu.
So this is again and always very important for us to, you know, investigate our own motivations. Whenever you're receiving the gift from others, or you know, the gift that you're giving to others, it's always important that your motivation is very clear and very positive, or the virtuous motivations. That's very important. So it's not good to pretend, you know, and, you know, showcasing yourself as a good practitioner in the front of public. And you do all sorts of things by yourself and think all sorts of things yourself. And so this is one thing that we need to abandon. So this is, you know, towards audience members. It's very clearly mentioned that even if you have obtained a very precious, you know, material gift, and whatever the precious material gift that you have received, and you make an offerings, which is actually obtained by means of wrong livelihood. And instead of accumulating merits, you accumulate negative karma. So in the texts, it's clearly mentioned that when your process of achieving such an object, you know, the, such as gift and so on from your benefactors, because of those negative intentions or the motivations that actually, which actually degenerates your vows, particularly of the audience vows, an object that you have obtained by means of offering, by means of you know, degenerating one's own vow and making an offering, it's better not to make an offering. It's not the object that you have obtained. Because instead of accumulating merits, you end up accumulating negative karma.
Can I do that?
No. we'll take your questions. If you have questions, okay.
I have a question. One of the first things you said was, even if it's a paper image of a Buddha, we shouldn't put it in the trash. So sometimes I get a flyer at home, and it has a Buddha.
Kebra shugu dinde nale ya sangi nanyen yodirwa. Sangi yi nanyen kunyen yodirwa. Kanda kuba yodirwa. Dinde da anchik dagana jen changshu nale ya anchik da kanda sangi da chanchu sunbi. Da kanda kunyen dinde mangbu yodirwa. Dinde yungudu chasa. Dige de da susu nyamlenba chenbe chani. Dige de kandes jegure spai.
ちげねなようにてくまれす。これさんにもいとしゃおらやめね。メラタンゴルベカルチョウです。だってそのねちなさんじげでジャーのコバイのなんだ。でだまじげこのいげなちよちゅろ。さんにでがけしゃんとは。いげで。ちょこちょ。ちょこちょんどきがぐいせる。いげなち。えげちいなんだ。ぷいなんだ。かりにげもぶたんいげなちよちゅろ。 지금 중국인들이 가는데 한국인들한테 뺏어서 다 지금 받아서 산지고 그 나게는 비니 산지기 땜바다가 나도 진행돼야 돼 얘기는 나한테 내게 치도 그냥 치도 나도 되느라 되면 나한테 내 두고 말아 어떻게 이기면 얘기 나지 요절로 받 지금 중국인들이 가서 기사요래
地方の人たちが、ただ、たぶんな、古巴だったり、やべな。古巴よなら。古巴よなら。三時、手が、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、ジャーロン、 So, as we mentioned earlier, that whatever the image, as long as this image is the image of Buddha and Bodhisattvas, then one should look at this as actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas instead of just an image. So when it comes to the disposal of those, you know, nowadays, you know, we see the images everywhere,
yeah.
Even in the newspaper, like His Holiness pictures everywhere, you could see everywhere in the newspaper and so on. But we as a practitioners, when we come across with this kind of stuff, if you see those images, that image, which is Buddhas and Bodhisattvas image. One should collect that, and you know, there is a way of actually, you know, instead of just disposing those into a trash can or the disposal, the regular disposal, you know, but rather, because in here in the United States, it's difficult for us to actually find a really a high, clean place where we can actually store those, you know, images. It is not possible for us to find. For the one solution that Kishla wasn't saying, it is a translator's footnote, okay? I spent a lot of time with the Rinpoches and then Gishis while I was in, you know, translating and also at the monastery. So even it happens even in the monastery. Sometimes we have a lot of different texts that are, you know, wrongly printed, and, you know, the pages are, you know, done in a randomly. So we have to collect all of this. And what we do is we burn those. But while you're burning, it's not just you shouldn't burn like you're burning, you know, the regular, you know, papers and so on. But rather, you burn this by reciting the Vajrasattva's mantra, this 100-syllable mantra, Yigya. Yeah, it's 100-syllable mantra, Vajrasattva's mantra. And then also there's another way of burning that is, there's a very short a ritual based on Mitupa, one of the deity practice. You can immutable, the Buddha of immutable, Mitupa. So you can, based on that ritual, you know, it's not just you're burning, but you can burn those images, you know, ceremonially or the ritualistically.
Mitupa,
yeah. Immutable, the Buddha of immutable. Yes.
The Sita Sakya prison in New York is doing exactly that for people. You can send all of your
that's right.
And they will bring them ceremonies.
That's right.
Which one? It is Sakya prison's seat in New York. He's doing this stuff.
Dinde lukso ji moron ye tonson namla to sung du
ale le
de sagya tizin ya de pige ya de new yo tan de pige komba churwa so so de nal ya an ji da kono zu chuso gi ya de ji chome nam zu nal ya da kuba da da de sa jo nal ya de de ki chaza ya du pige ja an ji ge chogwa ji da ji ne ni de ya ta yi lukso ji tu moron to ti yo
So
the most important is if you find, you know, if you see while you're walking some kind of, you know, even the one word of the teachings of the Buddha, just, you know, collect this and keep it, and when the time comes, you can just do or burn, or burn appropriately, and, you know, images and so on.
Yeah.
So then, you know, when we practice, stop taking refuge in rituals, we take this, you know, Dharma jewel. It's an actual refuge, right? It is because of that, it says, you cannot really place the Dharma text beneath the Buddha's statue. You can put the Dharma text above the Buddha's statue, but you cannot place the Buddha's image above the Dharma text. So it is because the Dharma is the actual refuge. This is for, you know, it is because of this, you know. Dharma is actual refuge, so you should look at Dharma as the one that really act as an actual remedy for our own afflictions. It's all sustenance of the Buddha Shakyamuni's doctrine is based on teachings of the Dharma.
Can you put it on the same level if it's you know, just if the statue is like that and the text is like this, is that okay? Some of it will be lower.
That's fine. So as long as you don't place the Buddha above the Dharma text, that's fine.
What do
you do with the tar? After you wash the tar, what do you do with the tar? After you burn it?
Oh, yeah. Depende de que de ta sabe, ¿no? So in the Himalayas or in Tibet, so we take it to the high mountains and then disperse those and let the wind blow. And then otherwise, you can also disperse those in the running, you know, stream or the water. Yeah, river.
pH of the water, though. And we have acid rain here, so it might help the pH. But it's actually against the law to put it in the water.
Yeah.
So you do need to have it separate, maybe a little bit away from the water. Because it will kill the animals in the water.
Yeah.
In your city here, not.
Yeah, it's really difficult, and it's challenging. So, being the kunzu tendesi do, the kunzu chu kangju manju yu ayomar es, tendesi chu ta utan tende kangju manju yu ayomar, ta kote ba chu yu chu amma chu tende mangu yor ba.
So
in Tibet, we take it to a very clean, high mountains, you know, to do that.
Do we have to burn the incense or light?
So namgyen chinden ta dende ta nirek susu ta gundak ta de chinden sunay shor ba din na wake up de yan susu ji a pe ta ya da ni ji cheme pyo de de gen che gor bes ki ta ba
a
namge ta ba che gor bes de
de ji tuna na ya bre ji ma na ta ba chin de gi ro wa
it's a really good you accumulate merits and if not possible it's not necessary. It's not necessary.
Well, I was just wondering, in terms of the text, about the image of the Buddha, are they all Buddhist texts, or is it just like Lam Rim, the higher scriptures?
And again, Sangi Yukunyeng and Togalia, this was the Casa de Chuk, the Kandaji, Damjuk, Shrikti, Pejay Shrikti, Yachu, or Sumbrovas. The Chabi, the Kandachabi, the Kanda Namasan Yavianichi, chabi chimbe na tigore be yame na dime be ya chi pya chi ta kanda tamshu tigi de ya chi podi tigi yame na lamrim da ta dinde gogre be ta kanda nangwa san yebi che je ni tigre be
kanda
tikal kunye ikal shayat tigre be
koja kan jade se
san yebi che je ni tigre be
sanju chi chi na digi yuk
It doesn't have to be a high tax or a hot tax, but as long as this is the teachings of the Buddha, then it should be fine. Even the one word of this, you know, the teachings of the Buddha, it should be fine.
Jezani sanigur yuna ye jojak cheval te te yungurwa tashilindaba.
So it's a description of the teachings that varies, you know, there are different kinds of description. But so long as teachings of the Buddha is concerned, there's no difference.
If there's any direction of placing an altar in the house, position where the altar is.
The Susuit Nalia Chuga Divina Chuga and the Choka Wakatini, I guess. Cho tesis churwa. Cho shi tsamgye kwa tewin tene ya gres, cho tesis.
Tade shosu nangali chukang dhaba chi yona ane ya bunda jina ka ane shosu nindi ru kumban dhaba tanda mali ya sakta na ki
shalun
nujang da tanda chiba chi jima re. Rani dundiyan degi ina yu budin di. Ani rani dhaba nini jegi ina ya ngoda ya tiansa churu matu, mashun pachi pachi jini digin digi marwa.
So, according to Gishla, said there's no specific way of directing your altar. You know, wherever you direct this altar, that's fine as long as it's appropriate. In other words, you're not arranging the altar that is lower place, the place that is lower, where you sleep and so on, and making sure that it's not really close to the door, which is disrespectful again. So other than that, you know, there's no specific directions that you need to face, the altar need to be faced.
So he's saying that if your room, if you sleep on the second floor, and your prayer room is on the first floor as well.
This is the damn door. She did kill her. There is that. When I ane ngangzu susu yende chik chuan di mige kangbo tozi ni yebo on
tamine. Oh, yeah.
Chuan di mige kangbo tomen. Altar, you know, in the second floor. For instance, if you have it, you know, first and second floor, you know, two-story building or two-story house. If not possible, then that's fine too, because it's just according to the text. It says as long as there's a ceiling, you know, there's a partitions in between. That's okay. That's fine. So it's difficult for us, and it's challenging for us, of course. If possible, it is always good to arrange our altar, you know, instead of, I mean, below your bedroom, you know, you should try to always arrange.
Good. 그디 콤바도 잖아 있어서 콤바 야나 진에 때도 말이 근데 라운드기 가고 그러와
so the thing is that we need to consider, we need to look at those image of the Buddha as a real Buddha himself so it's always good to be good to arrange them altar should be in a appropriate place or a special place in other words
The movable altar in the room for the private practice. So I will set up a movable altar in which is, for example, like a, tomorrow I want to stay in my room and I set up the altar in my room. And then so I can practice. Is it okay? Or do I have to have an altar by itself? See what I meant? Do we need a separate altar?
Okay.
Or can I just set up?
So, yeah.
Yeah, for my own practice.
Tomorrow, Tinamji, Dugin, Yamlin, Chevikablia, the Chuan singing, the Chuan Loks, and Chuan Chiko Urebe, Yamina. Kadine susu da kawa nyamlin jebe ne delia ta susu mo ne chushim ki tigbe ne tigrebes de kande chen yagres
kada ha
chik susu nam jeen da kinda nyamlin da nyamlin jeen sine be da kande chen de kar na be ne loks ya chuha ji ko mar bas
dan de lozen de ne mari
kaza susu kawa nyamlin jebe ne de jes delia chuha ji ba kaza chik chushim ji susu se So the movable altar is fine. You know, you can move wherever you are convenient, you know, do the practice. And you can create your own altar whenever you do the practice, if it's possible, wherever, it's fine. It doesn't really have to be a one place where you really have to be there when you are practicing.
You say that the dedication prayer is the only auspicious wish. The Jay Chung, Gobo, no, Tush, Renamon, Nagan, Taya, me, Rodin, Chi, Nagat, Chu, Chu, Chi, Bada, Lozon, Tim, Mesasun, Gay, Luye, Mazi, Tato, Nigo, Chi. Kuyi Kingan De Pendang De Vama Yun Yin Ne Shien Ren Zin Wang Ping Ping Jia Zou Yi Na Pi Si Ti Pa Tu Ten Jo Chi Pao Jiu Da Chu Pa Tang Kan Do Zang Tian De Jin De Da Da Ping Ji Su Da Lu Chi You are the Tanshi, Rodong, Shibi, Yo, Shiji, Wang, Kala, Rodong, Abati, Yi, Zawang, Jikin, Chang, Zambo, Shiji, Rodong, Wang, Jikin.